Industry newsletter Beverage Digest reported in 2014 that sales fell 3% the previous year, with the number of cases sold reaching a nearly two-decade low. Industry analysts attributed the decline to growing public awareness of the health concerns over artificial sweeteners. Yet the industry largely continues to resist improving safety and regulation. Americans concerned about their health must take charge themselves. Eliminating use of plastics containing BPA and dioxins is a good first step. Several natural sweeteners are also likely to be significantly less harmful than their artificial counterparts. Monk fruit extract, also known as Luohan Guo or Lohan Kuo, is 200 times sweeter than sugar but has a licorice-like aftertaste. And Monatkin, which is made from a South African shrub, is said to be 3,000 times sweeter than sugar. Neither Monatkin nor monk fruit are known to contain harmful chemicals, though it must be noted that neither has undergone significant scientific tests. Another popular alternative to artificial sweeteners is the easy-to-grow natural herb, stevia, used as a sweetener in Brazil for centuries. Some studies indicate stevia actually is an insulin sensitizer that can aid in reducing blood glucose and even improve memory. Health authorities, noting the lack of long-term studies on the regular use of stevia compared to the known dangers of Splenda, suggest users practice moderation in regard to both. Viewing the vast amount of literature and research pointing to potential health hazards in both the use and overuse of artificial sweeteners, the health-conscious reader should consider giving up all carbonated soft drinks. But since this is unlikely in this sweetness-addicted nation, one should at least make a modest effort to learn which substances should be eliminated and which should be limited in consumption. Only one thing is for certain in considering sweeteners. Do not allow either the government or the profit-seeking food and drink industry to make decisions for you.